What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, man. Good. Welcome to 50 Ball.
I'm J-Dub.
Yup, I'm Rio.
And we back at it again. It's a season finale. About to wrap this up. It's season two. I'm hype. I don't know what it is. I love finales. I'm going to tell you what. I love a finish because like everything can happen in between, but it's all about finishing strong. And that's what we about to do. So what you want to get into today, man?
Man, hey, we back to our hit list, man. That's what we calling it. We got a nice hit list. A couple of different topics that we're going to talk about. First one we're going to start off with is the Kobe Estate. They partnered with Nike again. You know, they're going to be making Kobe Bryant shoes again. And, man, you know, we're going to talk about what that means for his legacy and what that means for the fans. So, I mean, what are your thoughts when you heard that news?
Man, I was excited. I was like, man, I could finally find some Kobe gear. Mm-hmm. I can't find some real, like, I always got to find it on, like, a shady website that is, like, too good to be true. $40 for, like, an all-black Kobe. That's not true, first of all. Like, anything Kobe is expensive.
Ain't no $40.
No. Ain't $40. Yo, because my mom tried to give me one. I was like, oh, yeah, like, I found a $40. I'm like, nah, mom, stop.
That's some Tobies. Ain't Kobe's, yeah.
Yo, it's not, because they'll take your money real quick. So anybody trying to get on that, please don't buy anything illegal website on that. So, and also, it's it's an impact on anybody trying to wear his shoe. Is really trying to honor Kobe and all these NBA players and like all those players that are trying to rock his shoe. They can't, and they're rich, right? Because mostly they have access to anything because they're rich. And like, we can't even get it. We're just like on the low end. So I think this is a bigger opportunity for fans like us to really truly honor him.
Yeah, man, especially with his passing. I mean, people was rocking the stuff anyway. He always had one of the top-selling jerseys. You know, he's number one in jersey sales for a number of years, atop of with the shoe stuff, you know, behind Mike, you know, with the Jordans. So, man, it's good that, you know, that he's back in with Nike. You know, his estate's back in with Nike. Like you said, the fans can get his gear again.
Yeah.
And even on top of that, even outside of just liking his gear, like a lot of basketball players, they wear the Kobe shoes because they're the lightest. They're one of the most lightest athletic shoes.
Yep.
I want to say that they're the lightest athletic shoe, you know, when it comes to like basketball, any type of sport. And it's just, they're really comfortable. So, you know, not even just, you know, people liking the form, but, you know, they like the function of it. You know, I mean, they like the way it feels. They like the way, you know, it helps them perform on their game. The low cuts, the low top Nikes, you know, you have a lot of flexibility in the shoes.
Yeah.
So outside of just being a fan of them, you know, players can perform in their favorite shoes again. So it's a big deal. And just out of respect for him, I'm glad he was able to work something out, you know, because you don't want to see a deal like that fall apart. They were partners for all these years when he was alive.
Exactly.
You had to see it fall apart when he passed away. Like,
right.
So you're just glad he was able to work that out.
That's disrespectful. Like, how you get even less famous with your gear after you die? That makes no sense. Like, every person, every kind of famous player or person that you know has gotten more famous after they died. You know, think of like anybody else, legendary, right? MJ, always famous. No matter what happened, Tupac, Biggie, all these athletes, Jordan, he don't even play anymore. He's still alive, obviously. But it's been years since he's played, but people forever getting Jordan draws, cologne, like everything, man. Everything. Why can't Kobe get that?
And they were tripping, man. Whoever was working with his estate originally when that deal fell apart, like, they need to be fired because, how do you mess up with that? Like, when somebody passed away, man, that's, unfortunately, I mean, we're talking about the business side of it. That's when you see, like, new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not give his estate anything that they want? Like, it's not going to sell.
Exactly.
It's not like they're going to tell you to do something or make a shoe or a clothing line or anything that's not going to sell.
Yeah.
It's going to sell. Like, how do you drop the ball when that happens? So I don't know if somebody behind the scenes got fired or what, but yeah, somebody needs their shoulder tapped on and need to be talked to about that, because that deal should never fell apart. Like, they should have gave the Bryant estate anything they wanted, you know, at the beginning of this. It should never came down to them falling apart. But it's good to see that they came back together. Hopefully Nike learned from the mistake, because it was definitely a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care how you try to spin it. They lost out on money. It was a mistake.
Oh, that is.
You know, so, man, I'm glad it came to the census.
They had, you know, I was trying to think of the word. Dennis Schroeder dropped the ball, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they dropped the bag. Like, I don't know if anybody know what happened with the whole, like, Dennis Schroeder reference, but he could have had a big deal with the Lakers, and he chose to not get it. And then when he passed on that deal, no one gave him any deal close to that. So, long story short, didn't want to get in too deep on that, but, you know, for those that didn't, like, understand the reference stuff. he dropped it back on that one. So I don't know. So what's next, man? What you got?
Second on our hit list was it was this, a couple of days ago. It was this chick. She went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because she had trapped gas.
Farting chick.
Yep, the fart or the non-fart chick. We can call her that. You know, like she didn't fart. So the story behind that was, it was this chick, she went to the hospital, and she was, I guess, having these stomach pains, and the hospital found out that she had trapped gas, and she had trapped gas because she didn't want to fart in front of her boyfriend. So, you know, my thing is like, man, when do you think it's an acceptable time to fart in front of somebody like that? Because it sounds newish. It sounds like a new relationship where you don't want to fart in front of them.
Right.
You know, so I'm just like, man.
It's not like she did it too long. I don't know. Maybe lock up and go to the hospital. I mean, I've met girls that hold in and because they don't want it because it's too early. But hey, let it out. Whatever. I mean, it'll happen to someone. I'd be waiting for it because all girls do have that smell. Honestly. Oh, I'm waiting for it because it's just because it's going to happen.
He's like, I knew it.
It's a matter of them owning up to it. Because like some girls like, release the Kraken, right? So y'all need to think about that. Y'all need to release the Kraken.
Spread the Kraken.
I don't care how cute the girl looks like. They all have it. So where they want it, acknowledge it. They say, I don't fart. Look, y'all can keep going down this road. I'm going down this road. I said, hey, let it out, bro. What's your experience with that?
Hey, man, help over everything. I'm not saying being trifling about it. Like, don't be... If he's on the phone, don't be farting on that man or farting all out when he's on the phone, you know, then it's going to be weird and awkward. But, you know, just go to the bathroom. You know, like, man, wherever you at, you don't got no bathroom somewhere? Like, are they camping? Yeah, I mean, there's really no excuse to hold for her to hold her fart in that long. Like, she should have went in the bathroom. Hell, if you camping, you could have went further along by some trees.
Yes, you got choices.
Like, there's spaces, you know, there's safe spaces where you can release that.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what she was thinking. I mean, you better go let that out and stop playing around.
Yo, like, I feel bad for the doctor because he got to deal with all the built up. You know, it's like, you go to a therapist and they deal with all your problems that you didn't tell nobody else.
That built up trauma.
Exactly. That doctor dealing with your built up parts.
Hey, I don't feel bad for the doctor. He probably thought it was funny, man. He came to spread that news. Like, I'd love to be getting paid that doctor salary to for come real. Tell somebody, like, man, you got some trapped gas.
Man, y'all
got
to give me a raise before I start. I'll tell you right now, like, having to getting paid to smell that every day, man.
I'd love to break the news to somebody if I'm getting paid. Like, man, I'll take that, you know, because it's not. Like... But no, I mean, going back down the hit list, man. The other thing was the Masvidal and Colby Covington.
Yeah.
Two UFC fighters made the news about fighting outside the ring. And the story behind that was, you know, they were used to be friends. Then, you know, the relationship got fractured. They actually had an official fight in the UFC. Jorge Masvidal lost. You know, he got pretty much dominated by Colby Covington. But then, you know, he was just like, this ain't over yet. You know, you used to talk about my family and kids, so I'm gonna catch you in the streets.
He sure did.
Well, he caught him. He caught him outside the steakhouse. But, you know, sounds like, you know, from the accounts that he caught him while he wasn't looking.
Sucker punch.
Like, you know, pretty much it was a sucker punch. Now, he didn't square up with him like, man, let's go again.
Exactly.
It was just like, oh, there we go. You know, he walked up on him. And he, you know, he caught him a few times and broke his teeth. I mean, how do you look at that whole situation? Like, do you see it as if, like, Colby shouldn't have been running his mouth about his family, so he opened a can of worms?
Right.
Or, you know, even though he said that stuff, Jorge still sucker punched him, and that wasn't, like, an honorly thing to do. Like, how do you... Who's right, who's wrong, or what do you view about that whole situation?
I mean, initially, I'm like, everybody wrong. When you talk about family, that's like, off of the honor. Then, shoot, like, I get all the energy when someone talks about my family. I get all the energy.
Man.
I could be asleep. I have 0 hours of sleep. But you talk with somebody's family, now you got energy, bro. Mm-hmm. Now we got something to say. We going to get catch hands. And who better to catch hands than somebody that trains with hands? And that's, Jorge, he can do that, so... It's, I think it's justified, but also it's a little shady because it's like, I mean, why don't you just fight him again or something? You know, to me, I mean, dang, I mean, you're obviously mad that you also lost. So which one hurts more though? Talking about your family or that you lost?
That's what people are talking about too. A lot of people, if you look at the YouTube comments beneath the story on this, a lot of people are saying that it's not really about the kids. Like, he's using that as an excuse, which I don't know if it's true, but they're saying that he's using that as an excuse to really defend his ego because he got beat. Like, they had some heated blood, and nobody wants to lose. But you definitely don't want to lose to somebody who's running in your face. So people are saying that he really wanted to get him back because he lost the official fight in the UFC, and his ego was hurt. And he couldn't deal with the fact that this guy that was trash-talking him, you know, not only was clowning him, but he also beat him up.
Yeah.
So people are saying that it wasn't really about the kids. He wanted to, you know, defend his ego. So
about the kids.
I mean, so it's funny you said that.
People use kids for everything though. Like if I'm at a cookout, I'm gonna say, yeah, I got some kids, so I gotta get some more plates. You know, people use kids for everything, man. Honestly. So I'll do the same. And just about, yeah, I didn't go in for my niece, my nephew, you know, you're like, oh, you trying to pile up, you know, mm-hmm. I gotta take the kids to bed, you know. It's, not people do all that.
I feel you on what you said though. Like they both was pretty wrong. Like I don't care what you're doing, you do keep people's families out of it, because I mean they had nothing to do with it. But on the flip side, to get technical, Kobe didn't technically talk about his kids.
Right. Okay.
Like, personally. Like, he didn't say your kids are stupid. He just was like, oh, you didn't raise your kids, or you're a bad father to your kids.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Okay.
So, yeah, he brought the kids up, but he's technically talking about him.
Right.
But still, you still don't bring up nobody's family in any situation, because that's super touchy. Like, as soon, you can be at work, but if somebody says, like, hey, your mom... Like your attendance is already going up.
Yeah, it's
like end. Even if you don't think you're gonna say something bad, you got they got your attention because they said your mom or your dad, so or your kids. So that's just something you just don't bring up, you know. So you can't talk that street stuff, you know. Then when it goes to the streets, you want to press charges.
Yeah.
At the same time, with Masvidal, it's hard to brag about punching this dude, you know, to win. It wasn't like a fair fight. Like he can kind of brag. Kobe can brag about beating Masvidal. Because it was a fair fight. It was eye-to-eye combat. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
But then you can't brag about punching him when you sucker punched him and he wasn't looking and you didn't even knock him out.
I mean, I would brag.
I mean, you can brag, but...
If it was me, though. If it was me, because it's me. But, I mean, because I don't be fighting like him. But if it was me, I'm like, I punched a guy that could knock me out more. Like, that's... that's how I would do. But that's just me, though.
But that's true, because Masvidal, he's past that also. He's past that, oh, I want a fair one. He's like, oh, I just want to hurt you any way possible. So, I mean, they're both out of line, man. But it's my only thing with that was, you can't brag on this, like, oh, I punched this man, you know, like, you beat him up, like, in arm-to-arm combat.
Yeah.
Like, Kobe can brag more about beating him up than Masvidal can brag about beating him up.
Yeah.
But Kobe also opened this can of worms by bringing family in it and saying, when I catch you in the streets, it's head up, you know, on site.
Yeah.
You can't talk like that. Then, you know, when it's on site, you bring the police in.
Oh, yeah.
So both dudes is wrong, man. Like, there ain't no winners in that. You know, I mean, one dude sucker punching people, it ain't honorable, and you still got beat up for 25 minutes.
Exactly.
But the other dude can't cry wolf because you let the wolf out the cage. So, I mean, hey.
Gotta deal with it.
Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do.
Tip for tat, because then Jorge say like he wasn't paying his gym dues or something like that. So it was like, oh, well, like, you're not taking your responsibilities. So he's coming at, well, you're not taking care of your responsibilities. I was like, let's not go there, okay? Let's, first off, you know, so I feel like it was kind of tip for tat.
It was. Oh, definitely. There's no honorable person in this situation. Like, I mean, you can take sides, but to say that either one, you know, had, you know, much reason, they both had their reasons, man, for different reasons, and nobody knows the full backstory was true. I mean, we heard the backstory, you know, about it came from him not paying the gym trainers, but I mean, we don't know that, man. Right. People, he say, she say, you know, we don't know the agreement, so,
right.
Man, both dudes, man, they're mudslinging. That's just classic mudslinging right there.
Right, and just one just... You know, they kind of threw more mud than the other, you know, but, you know, it's kind of like there's no end to it kind of thing. It's like once somebody does it and the other one wants to get it back. So no one wants to be the one to be the last one slanging some mud, you know, because you don't want to be the one to say, I didn't sling back. So maybe he keeps trying to be say, well, like, I got mine still, even though you get me. I feel like it's kind of like two kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like two kids, like you're it, I'm it kind of thing, like playing on the playground. That's what kind of seems like two knuckleheads, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that's what it looks like. So, I mean, there's no winners in that, man. One dude got beat up officially for 25 minutes. Then the other dude got his teeth chipped, you know, unofficially, you know?
Oh, they're definitely winners because the dentist won. The dentist like, oh, yeah, thank you. Hey, yeah. I wish you lost your tooth. Now I got, I'm telling you. So whoever gets to see him probably is thankful, though.
Somebody
done won that.
It's back and forth, man. Because, like you said, the dentist getting paid, but he's going to sue him for sucker punching him. And,
exactly.
But you still got your tooth broke. So, hey, man, that's an ugly situation. You know, a lot of times when you fight a guy, you're supposed to get the steam off and it ends there. Mm-hmm. But these guys don't fight and it probably just made it worse. It didn't end there, so.
Yeah, it did not. It did not. At a steakhouse. I mean, somebody got some steak. I mean, did somebody even eat steak that night? Or they just met up?
Well, Kobe ate steak, and Jorge found out he was there. Okay. So that's how he knew, you know, he knew when to catch when he's coming out.
Okay.
So it could have been a setup.
Okay.
But at the same time, one thing I will say is they had beef for years, and Jorge is just now catching them, and they both live in Miami.
Yeah.
So I will say with that, he does seem a little salty about getting beat.
100%.
Because this beef didn't start last month. Exactly. They just started handling it last month. They had this beef for months. And you could have found this guy at any point.
Right.
I think the sting of losing the fight in front of millions of people got to him or pushed him over the edge to really handle the situation. Yeah. Like, I will say, I think the words got to him.
Yeah.
Not that Kobe is super out of line for bringing the family up, but the words also got to Jorge, too. So,
it's a double negative.
To say that him getting beat doesn't matter, it definitely makes a difference. Like, he felt that in his ego.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he felt that in his soul. Like, he's mad that he lost.
100%.
Because had he won the fight, I guarantee you he wouldn't have shown up at that steakhouse.
100%.
You know, so.
I tell you, like, I mean, if he showed up, he wouldn't have been eating. He wouldn't have been trying to fight.
Yeah.
He would have been dining. Instead of dining, you over here trying to, you trying to dash him in the face. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, hey, keep family out of it, man, y'all. And hey, I don't know, man. Just don't want to cross those lines if you ain't ready to go there.
100%.
So, man, what else we got?
Got the Kansas City Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins, man. That's a big headline, bro. What were your thoughts, man?
So we talked about this a little bit. For one, the Chiefs is out of their dang mind. I don't know what they was thinking trading Tyreek Hill. You got a young core. But at the same time, you know, I know you talk about he wanted more money. The receiver economy changed in the NFL with Devontae Adams getting that mega contract with the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much Devontae Adams is the highest paid receiver in history, you know, and then that changed the whole market for receivers. So Tyreek Hill, in the middle of his negotiations, that came into play.
Yeah.
So he found a team that was willing to pay him more. So I guess the way I looked at it was, you know, he went to a lesser team. Like, let's be, I don't care what fan you are, you know, who you
the
like.
Dolphins fan, sorry.
I mean, the Chiefs are just, they've been better off than the Dolphins, way better off than the Dolphins.
Time.
So he went to a worse situation in terms of success, but he's getting paid more money.
Right.
So I looked at it as if, you know, I mean, how would you approach that? You know, where you have opportunities where you may not get as much shine or you may not even get as much happiness, but you're getting more money. Like, how do you view that trade-off? Is it reasonable?
It's reasonable for him. It's reasonable for his pockets. I don't know if it's reasonable for his production on the field. He's producing his bank account, his checkings and savings. I don't know where he tries to put it, checkings and savings, but I would definitely put in savings depending on how his he be getting in trouble sometimes. He low-key be getting in trouble, though. Tyreek do. Like, it's nothing big. Like, you know, Deshaun, you know, he messing with 22 times the masseuses he be.
Man.
But he be low-key getting in trouble. But, like, to answer your question, I mean, it's always good to go for the money, man. It's always good. I mean, because we're over here trying to, you know, like, we have our normal jobs. And if someone gives you a big raise, you're most likely going to take it. Especially if it's the most money you ever made in your life. You know what I mean? If you never made $100,000 in your life and somebody offered you that, you'd probably take it. Right?
Right.
You'd probably take it. But if that company takes you, and that doesn't mean that your success is better. Now it's the thought of, what do you value more? You know what I'm saying? What kind of legacy are you trying to set for yourself? You know? Because obviously, you do want to make money. So I'm not saying that you should try to go broke, quit your job. Stop. I didn't say that. But I did say, you know, keep your job, stay in school, stuff like that. You know, that's our PSA, all right? We do advocate positivity on this show, Vinny Ball. But I say it's like a little bit of both, I think. But for Tyreek's case, you go to Miami, your quarterback is a downgrade.
Right? Huge downgrade.
It's downgrade. Yeah. You go for Pat Mahomes. He's arguably the best quarterback, and you're going to play with Tyreek. I mean, not Tyreek, with Tua, right? So, I don't know. What's the equivalent, right? If you're trying to work for Google, and you... I don't know, what's below Google? I don't know. Bing? I don't know. You're trying to...
I guess the equivalent to that would be like...
You trying to work for Bing?
Say you got a job with Google, right?
Yeah.
To the normal people, you know, like us, we're not celebrities. We don't got no $170 million contracts. You know, we're just normal people. Say you at Google and you're making like $180,000 a year. But then Amazon comes along and they offer you like $230,000 a year. So you go from $180,000 to $230,000. It's like a $50,000 jump. That's a lot of money, you know, for anybody, especially, you know, people that aren't, you know, wealthy. So it's almost like, you know, you're leaving Google, which is a good company, but say you're getting a position at Amazon, you're going to be working more hours. You're probably going to be a lot more stressed out, heavier workload. Your work-life balance might not be as good, but you get more money.
Got the money.
That's kind of how I compare it to, you know. And I just like, it depends on that trade-off, man. It's just like, are you, how much you value the money versus success and happiness? You know, I say you're happy at Google, you got it in good there, you're doing great on projects and they all love you.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to start fresh with Amazon, who you know is going to probably work you, you know, a little bit harder, and you're getting paid a little bit more. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's a balance. It's not really a right or wrong answer. I do view Tariq's move as a money move, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
100%.
Which I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but he's not going to be better off with the Dolphins, man, over the Chiefs. Like, he's going to ring with the Chiefs.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that factored in. Like, he's already a champion.
Right.
So he's probably already solidified with success in his mind. Exactly. So he just wants to get paid. Exactly. So I'm not mad at that. But a lot of things like that come into play when you're making those decisions.
I think with people, even when they feel like they reached their peak, now you feel like, now I just want money.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I just want money. But some people, like, I think that reaches your point. It's like, how much is enough for you? You know what I'm saying? What does your peak of success look for you? Is it just one championship, right? If it's not like the Super Bowl, what's your Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying? What's your NBA Finals? You know, what's your World Series? What's that to you? And when you get there, what does that mean for you? Is that enough that you got there once? Because for Tyreek, obviously it's once for him. And then he got the one ring. And he's good. So he just want to go get the check.
Right.
Dolphins ain't coming back. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a bold prediction. Maybe it's not. Dolphins not going to Super Bowl. That's my bold prediction. Man, what do you think? It ain't bold? What do you think it's probably?
Nah, that ain't bold, man. I don't think nobody got him going to the Super Bowl. I think he makes him a little bit better.
A little bit.
But also, I think he was better on the Chiefs. So, yeah. Nah, man, ain't no Super Bowl, you know, but he's going to pay you more. So, but the way he might look at it too, which is kind of hard to judge the situation, because people always are in the athletes' pockets too, saying, oh, guys need to take a pay cut so they can pay the other players. It's easy for us to say that, oh, you got $150 million. Take a pay cut for $20 million so they can pay other players.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a position where I'm getting that type of money. Like, I might get $150 million, but I still want $170 million. Like, I want that extra $20 million. Like, it's easy for us to say turn that down. But also, you know, I'm in the real world. If you say, hey, Mario, I want to cut your pay per hour by $5 to pay other people, I ain't feeling that. No, so,
not happening.
Maybe, man, the money is probably the driving force for him at this point, because what's different between him and, you know, people like working jobs is,
right.
And I could be wrong, but I'm assuming he's working his dream job. Like, I'm assuming he loves the NFL. Could be wrong,
probably.
But Tyreek Hill, I think he loves the NFL. I think he loves playing in the NFL, and he loves football.
Yeah.
And he probably looked at it as if I'll play football anywhere as long as they pay me right.
Yeah.
Because that might just be his dream. He's already a champion, so he'll probably just be happy getting paid and playing football. Can't be mad at that, you know, but it would have been cool to see him stay with the Chiefs.
That's true. I mean, it could have been worse. If he went to the Jets, I'd really clown him for that. But he went to, because they're not even, they're really not close to doing anything. But he went to Dolphins. It's kind of like middle. Like,
yeah.
They're working hard, but you not really going places, you know? But you working hard, though.
Yeah.
You working hard. So I ain't going to diss Miami fans out there. That I'm sure they're going to be in the comments right now. The Dolphins, you'll be all right. But we're saying, like, I guess, what do you value more? Because sometimes, like, if your ambition, like my, for example, my ambition drives much more than one ring, right? So you're not trying to just get your money, but you're trying to have as much success as you can, and you want the place that you go to continue your success. You don't want just the raise, but you want to still, you know, make your own legacy, pave your own path, you
right know?
At least you should want that. But if you just want to make a lot of money, I'll say, for example, you can just work for what? You can drive a truck, right? Make a lot of money. But who wants to drive a truck? Raise the hands. Somebody? I want to drive a truck. You know, they make a lot of money.
Right.
Will that help you? You know, will that, you know, that's a big example, I think, is driving semis. Because that's like, whose dream, like, you wake up at the womb, semi-truck, you know, like in the cloud. Like, you know, when you're daydreaming and you have that little stuff in the sky, you'd be like, driving trucks, you know? Like, who does that, you know? I think in my mind, I think that most people want to see themselves in a place that they've never been before. I think that's what drives people the most. It's somewhere you've never been before. It's like Paris, right? Everybody wants to go to Paris. If they haven't already traveled already, they're not talking to you. But for people that don't have the money to go anywhere, because it's somewhere you've never been. But if it's somewhere that it seems like you can get it every day, I don't think is as attractive to people. You know, if you're trying to go to Walmart, Kmart, any of the marts out here, I don't know, right? That could represent your everyday opportunity. But those few opportunities that you get to be the best person you could be, mm-hmm. I feel like that's something you need to take hold of, you know? And like for Tyreek, it's like arguably, I think his numbers could go down.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, he'll get some touchdowns, I'm not gonna lie. So, yeah. I mean, not like he won't score too, it's not that bad, but he's not Mahomes.
Yeah, it makes you question, you know, where's his happiness? Like, is he already happy with the way things are going in his football career? So he's, like you said, chasing the bag. But to answer the question, you know, I guess I'll say, I mean, it's a balance. There's a lot of nuance to that, you know, those type of questions. But happiness is kind of hard to put a quantity on that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got people with money and you look at celebrities. I mean, you know, these guys are, a lot of them end up dying in nice places and nice hotels and, you know, just due to being stressed out and unhappy. So, you know, definitely money doesn't bring you to happiness, but it can help you with the resources to get there.
100%.
You know, like, man, it's I think it's kind of easier, man, to have that independence of money, a whole lot of it at that.
Exactly.
And, you know, try to find your way to happiness, but it's definitely not the core of it. So, I mean, it just it kind of depends on where his mind is at. If he's just happy playing football, then it's a win for him. But I'm with you, man. If I want to chase success and I'm already happy in that place as is,
right,
you can always make money back.
Right.
It's as hard, as crazy as it sounds, it can be hard to generate happiness. Like, if you're happy in one place,
right,
that don't mean you'll be happy somewhere else. Like, it can be hard to generate happiness, man. This is real. I mean, you got a lot of, man, hurt people out here in this world just because it's just hard just to, you know, be happy in certain situations. So you gotta be careful with that, you know. And obviously, you know, you don't want to just turn away money all the time, you know, but
right, exactly.
You don't want that to be your only chase either, because you can have that money and just be unhappy and it don't mean anything. So that's kind of how I end that.
Chasing money is dangerous too. I'll make a note on that. Like, I found it on that. It's chasing money is dangerous because, like, there's a lot of things that strange, you know, that people do some strange things for some change, to quote Mike Epps, right? So it's people out here with high gas prices, and you know what? I'm gonna do an OnlyFans account, or I'm gonna start stripping, you know, or I'm gonna start doing some things that could be immoral to most people. But you think about it, because what? You chasing money.
Mm-hmm.
Money can make you do things that you may not have considered. You know what I'm saying? And it could be embarrassing for you or your family or your kids or anybody else that's important, you know, around you. So it's like, you got to take that into consideration. You got to,
that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Not just money. Be talking about, like, long-term, short-term. So people got to think about that. This is a message for you to think this through. The next time you get offered a big money, what is this job going to mean for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying.
On any level, no matter rich, poor, in between, middle, it's something we all got to think about.
Exactly, man.
So, man, what's our final topic, man? Or what are we going to call today there? Or you got one more?
Kyrie. Yes, okay. You know, we're bringing Kyrie. So, the mayor of New York, Eric something, call him Mayor Eric. He's going to be called Mayor Eric because I don't remember his last name. So Mayor.
And Andrews? Eric Andrews? Or
is it Andrews?
I don't forgot, man.
It's multiple choice because I feel like
Eric. Hey, the man Eric.
My man Eric. See, I'm way nicer than how KD did it. You know, he kind of like, he called him out in the press conference and kind of threw him. So I'm like way nicer about it. So, but Mayor Eric, yeah. So he lifted a mandate, right? So the un... vaccinated athletes can now play at home games. And that means for all of New York, obviously, there's a million New York teams, like the Brooklyn Nets, for example. So that means Kyrie Irving. So, but the real question for this is not just they lifted the mandate, because who cares that much about what's going on in New York, unless you live there yourself, then shout out to New York. Is did Kyrie win this fight with New York, I guess? And like, and how do you view Kyrie Irving now that he's, I mean, he didn't go to jail, but he was kind of like, he was limited.
Yeah. So yeah, Kyrie, yeah, he's only able to play home games, or away games outside of New York because of the mandates. They weren't letting people like him who are unvaccinated play in games.
Right.
So now he could play. I mean, I say it's a win for his cause. I mean, I give it to him. He stood on his morals, principles. He sacrificed it. And one thing I'll say, I may not agree with somebody, but if you're willing to stand on your heel and die for whatever your cause is, I respect it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people get misconstrued, you know, about what people who oppose him hold, you know, not playing home games because he's unvaccinated. It's not that people oppose him because he necessarily didn't get the vaccine. I think it's just a lot of people is kind of going against Kyrie because this was yet another reason for him to not play in games. Mm. Like, this ain't the first time that he has not played in games that he was healthy in. Mm. Like, we ain't talking about no virus. I'm talking about he's fully healthy, but he hasn't played.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of people was upset with him about. And even Stephen A. Smith. You know, I don't agree with everything Stephen A. does or says about Kyrie.
Right.
But I think a lot of people misconstrue what he says about him.
Right.
He's not saying that he's mad at him for standing up because he doesn't have the vaccine. So he's standing up against being forced to take it in order to play home games.
Yeah.
He's just mad at him for saying that, hey, this is just another reason he just ain't playing.
Exactly.
Like, if it wasn't this, he'll be having another reason, you know, he won't be playing these games.
Exactly.
Which people can't be mad at that because it's true. You know, like, before coronavirus, he missed a game because he's on a Zoom call, you know, for a cause, which... Again, that's cool, you know, but it's just like you're still not playing and you're healthy.
Yeah.
So it's a win for him standing up against, you know, getting the vaccine. Right. You know, but for the grand view of things, for the fans that had a full view of what's been going on with Kyrie and the Nets, it doesn't change anything because nobody was really against him for not taking the vaccine. It's just like, yeah, it's another reason that you're not playing. You know, like before the vaccine stuff, this guy was healthy. He wasn't playing. His first season with the Nets. He didn't play at the end of the season because I think KD was out. And I wonder, weren't they a playoff team still? Or I think they might have missed the playoffs, but he didn't play at the end of the season. He was healthy.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying he pretty much was holding out for KD to get back because KD was still rehabbing from the Achilles tear.
Yeah.
So, you know, he didn't play then. And then, you know, he missed a game and he didn't tell the coach where he was at. Mm. So it's game time. Coach will know where he's at. Hours later, fans find him on a Zoom call with a town hall meeting. But he's healthy. He's not playing a game that he's getting paid for. So that's why a lot of people oppose him. You know, nobody is saying nobody is forced to get the vaccine.
Right.
It's just when you want to make that stand and you have his track record of missing games, it just don't look good.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he definitely won against Brooklyn, the team, like the franchise and the city and the whole NBA because he got his way.
Yeah.
He got his way. I don't look at that as just like, oh, because he's unvaccinated and trying to make him take a shot. I saw it as him getting his way. Because it's like you said, he finds a reason to miss games for any number of reasons. He said, well, like, you know, we're going through a lot in the world. I'm going to just disappear and no one can find me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he'll do that for days at a time. That's why I always thought he's the most toxic player in the NBA. Because he could be gone for any reason. And it has nothing to do with COVID. He's just absent. So when it came, it was convenient.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to take a shot. I don't want to take it because I believe in this. He don't believe in nothing. He just don't want to be told to do anything. So when he has a moment to be selfish, he'll do it. And the whole team will be there to play. And he won't do it. Because he wants people to bend to what he wants to do. Because I'm Kyrie Irving. I'm the star. I'm above the team. I'm above the league. So you should do what I want to do. You should let me play because I want to play. But it'll be on my terms. So I'll only play, you know, away games. Because that was convenient. It was a way to miss games. And he wasn't fighting it. To me, if you're fighting to play, you'll do what you need to do to play all the games. But when he couldn't, he didn't do anything. He's like, oh, well, guess I can't. Guess I can't do it. Guess I can't play more games. So I feel like he got his way. I view him, this maybe view him as just selfish. That's how, just selfish, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a spotty track record for sure. And we're Kyrie fans. Ain't like we hating on him or nothing. We want to see him play, you know? But before this, we didn't hate this guy, though. Like, man, we love to see him play, you know? Like, I don't, you know, again, we're not biased to where just because we like somebody, we're going to agree with everything that they're doing because his record is spotty, man. And one thing you touched on was, you know, him not wanting to be told what to do. Don't know if it's true, but I remember it's like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, there's an article that came out and it said that I think he was doing a team photo shoot with either the Nets or the Celtics at the time. Mm-hmm. But it was a team photo shoot to where everybody, the whole team was taking a photo and he had a hat on and the photographer or somebody asked him to remove the hat.
Yeah.
And he was just like, nah, you just photoshopped the hat out. You know, so it's a small thing,
such a jerk.
But it's still one of the things of just like, man, like even the smallest request to be convenient to the whole team, it'd be convenient for the whole team. You just take the hat off and take the picture. It sounds like he didn't do it. Again, that ain't me saying it. That was the article. Right. I don't know if that's true or not, but if that is true, it kind of fits this narrative of he don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard for a guy like that to be, you know, if you're the leader of the team, you yelling at guys about sacrificing. Like, I don't care what you was out of, you know, like say somebody's out of work for health reasons, but then they come back in a month back within the return. They're just like, oh, you need to be dedicated. You need to show up every day.
Yeah.
Even if you had a valid reason or not, the fact that you ain't been there at all, it's hard for you to have that attitude of like, you know, trying to be a leader and trying to tell dudes what they should be doing and they should show up and be ready when you weren't, you just got back, you know, so... That's, man, a lot of people's issues with that is just like, man, it does sound like he don't like being told what to do no matter what. On top of just like, man, just missing these games when you're healthy. Because it's a short game, man. Yeah, I mean, it's a short career for these guys, and you want to maximize it the best you could. Obviously, if you want to make a stand, so be it. But this ain't the first time he missed games, though. That's the problem.
Exactly.
You can't ignore a guy's shot record. You can't do that.
That's why I'm saying this is not because of the COVID. This is not the shot. He does this all the time.
Yeah.
This is just the most convenient thing ever he'll use to miss a game. And I guess, I mean, I respect his talent, but I don't respect the way he operates as a professional. To me, he's unprofessional. He's super unprofessional, but he's really talented when he's on the floor.
Yeah.
And obviously he's box office because he dropped 60 like a week ago. So he's box office for sure. But I think to our point is just, this just proves more so. Yeah, like he's like, well, I'm just going to wait. Basically, like in his mind, he says, I'm just going to wait until like New York bends to what I want to do. Even Brooklyn, I'm saying like he won against Brooklyn because at first they weren't letting him play. At first they were going to say, no, Kyrie, you can't play for us until you get a shot. We're not going to let you play half the games. Because that's how they were kind of getting annoyed with Kyrie. But only until Brooklyn started losing a lot of games and people started getting COVID and breakout. Now they're like, all these 10-day contracts and stuff. They're like, oh, you know what? You know, you can come back. You know, it's fine. So now you see where Brooklyn Nets' view is at. You know, because they just want to win, obviously. So they kind of bent to that. But now, like, with New York, they're like the last defense of like, okay, I guess we'll just let you go after a bunch of complaints.
Yeah, one thing I will say about him too, you know, considering all that is, I mean, he still has to prove his track record. You know, like his talent's proven, you know, but as far as like the all-time greats, I feel like a lot of things changed with him after he got that first championship. And I think the caliber of player he is, his career hasn't lived up to that. He still has a lot to prove, you know, in the leadership department.
For sure.
And reliability department. He has a lot to prove still to match his talent, you know, with his presence. Like, he needs to get his presence to match his talent, man. And that's why you don't hear people say that, you know, he's one of the legendary point guards of all times in terms of, like, top five of all time, you know, just because he has the talent. Yeah, he's dang sure a top five talent all time with point guards. But as far as career-wise... He got a spotty record. I mean, it just ain't no way around that. You know, ain't no way around that. Ain't no excuse for it. Because you got other talented guys that did show up.
Exactly.
So you just can't, you know, surpass those guys with a guy like Kyrie.
Exactly.
You know, like, he has to prove it. You know, those dudes went through the slumps. He's fresh. Like, hell, that 60-point game was, exactly. was super impressive.
Exactly. It was.
But he's been training the whole offseason. He hasn't been going to the grind, you know, for full season. He's fresh.
Exactly.
He's a professional. You know, I mean, I'm not saying he can't score 60 because, I mean, he's capable of it, but he's fresh. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people keep saying rhythm and this and that. But that man had never stopped playing basketball in his off time. He still was keeping up on his game. You know, like, I didn't think he was going to come back trash when he came back, but... you know, he's well rested now, and he just has to prove himself in terms of reliability.
Exactly.
That's my thing on him.
That's true. That's what I would say too. Yeah. But yeah, man, that kind of gets when kind of went through our rundown, man. Is there any kind of final thoughts you want to lay out to the crowd before we kind of
end
this season?
This is our season two finale. We'll be starting on season three soon.
Yeah,
we're just gonna close this one out, review some things, and try to come back stronger for season three, man. So, man, thanks for checking us out, man. Look for us on Facebook, YouTube, 50 Ball Podcast. You know, J Dub Rio, man. We here for y'all.
Exactly. Release that fart now. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, right. Let it out.
Take it easy.
All right.
All right. Peace. All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.